This is Strong and Sassy. My name is Anima Anima. This is Joy 99.7 FM. I hope your day has been good. Well, it's Wednesday, so the weekend is not too far away for those of us that are tired. But thank you for choosing to be here once again. This is Strong and Sassy. Tonight, I'm asking you a very important question. Do looks matter when you're choosing a life partner? I would love for us to be interactive. So you can go on Facebook and watch the show and comment Joy 99.7, Joy 997 on Facebook, on Twitter, everywhere. And just comment, you know, under the feed. You can watch us there. And let me know. I want to know what you think. You know, do looks matter when you're choosing a life partner? That's our topic for tonight. And I must say, I have two very beautiful women in the studio tonight. Mm-hmm. So I have Harriet Nate, Sister Harriet, as I would call her.
Sister Harriet.
She's the Executive Director for Diplomatic Affairs Media and Communications Limited. I said, this show, please, you want to watch it on Facebook, eh? Our voices are nice, but the faces this evening, dear, extra.
Face card on point.
Yeah, so we have Harriet. And then Aram.
Hi, baby.
Aram is always doing something new. So it's difficult to Aram is, you know, one of our regulars. Thank you, Aram, for showing up for us.
It's good to be back on the show.
And thank you, Harriet. It's been a while.
It's been a while. I miss you.
Yeah, how was your mommy's birthday?
Oh, good.
I saw. You see, I've been
watching from a distance.
From a distance, yes, wow. Yes. And you have an exciting event coming up, so we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Right. We'd love to support that.
And so anyway, I have an invitation for you.
Yes. Yay. Thank you very much. So yeah, let's get straight into it. Aram, let me start with you.
Yes.
I mean, as a question, you've already said yes. Oh, that yes was there to the Aram.
Yes.
When you're choosing a life partner, you know that your long list with the questions and their plans
the
and
boxes.
Yes.
Do looks matter?
This question. Okay, so on my long list, looks is there, but it's not a top priority for me. Because okay. I have met some very... That's why they call them Yoruba demons. I've met some very...
I didn't know they were called that.
I've met some very handsome, terrible people. You understand? Mm-hmm. So you can be handsome and horrible character, as in you lack integrity, you're a liar, you're cheap, you don't have sense. So I've met some very handsome and terrible, and then I've met some not so handsome according to who is what the your standard of beauty is, right? So that's, let's start from there. Being handsome, it depends on your standard of beauty. And I've met some people that somebody will say that they are not handsome, but their money makes them very, very handsome. You understand?
Wow. Yeah. So, okay.
So we'll get into it. But for me personally, it goes beyond the looks.
Money makes people handsome.
Yes. Like, you're smelling good, your skin is giving, but your face may not necessarily, but my God.
But there's something.
Oof.
But it's not always money. Sometimes it's charisma.
Exactly. So it's all part. And then you can meet a handsome guy who is just handsome. And that's what they say, that like, fine boy, no they pay. I will not eat your face. You understand? Like, what am I supposed to do with you looking cute and you don't have character, you ain't got no money, I don't know what you're doing with your life. What am I supposed to do with the handsomeness? Eat it? No. You need to be more than handsome.
So what is your answer?
The face doesn't matter. Have money, have character, and then we can talk.
So looks don't matter?
It's not a top priority for me.
Okay.
Right. If it's a plus.
Okay, so yeah. It's a plus. Harriet?
It's a plus.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. You know, when I posted this, I received a lot of feedback from the public, if I should say, because it's all over on my personal page and also on my social media pages and on my WhatsApp status. I've received a lot of comments. So no, for me, no. But here's the thing. I think it comes in stages when you are actually dating.
Okay.
If you had asked me this question maybe some, say, 15 years ago, I'm sure I would have said yes, because it's a top priority on my list. Mm-hmm. It would have been part of the boxes that must be ticked. And I think that as we grow or evolve, our priorities when it comes to dating or relationship changes. And I want to say that at this point, no.
Okay.
Some years back, I would have said yes. But now, no. And no, not because I am desperate, or not because I feel like, oh, you know what, I don't have that many
options. Okay.
But I just think that as you grow, and not everybody who grows or who is grown is wisdomized or matured. So as you grow and you learn and you go through life, you are two things, they say, your orientation and experience. So I want to believe that then you move past your orientation, now your curiosity, which eventually takes you through the journey, and how you take information, how you process information also defines who you become. So I want to believe that for me, no, it's not really a priority. It's not. It doesn't really matter. Looks don't really matter.
Oh, wow. I'm listening to the two of you. I don't know if I believe you.
And yeah, no, like what she said, right? Like if, and for people my age, and then
which is what?
Like she said, if you had asked us this 15 years ago, like
don't
we
do
young,
an ask. That's what if you are not the same age.
That's fine.
Okay, let's do an age bracket thing.
So that I'm in my mid 30s.
When did you get to mid?
Exactly. I am the finest 30 something year old, you know. Like
my point. Okay.
Exactly. Oh,
madam, mid 30s.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Harriet, do you want to give us an age bracket?
Yes. Actually, I'll be 43 this year.
Okay. Ooh. So early 40s.
Oh my God. You should watch her live. She looks
so
amazing.
Early 40s, early 30s.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So if back in high school you wanted to be with like the cutest guy.
Yeah. But the right finest.
Now, like the finest guy. Mm, you know, like the guy fade, you know, looking like Nelly, you know what I used to do, the plaster.
I don't like Nelly.
Exactly. Like you wanted to be with the handsome guy, tall and all of those things. But as you grow, I'm not going to eat your face. Respectfully, you need to be more than handsome. The same way men are expecting us to be more than beautiful. These days,
are they though?
And we might get into that, but you see, like some, like Evans was saying before we started, like it's like I need to see you. You need to be beautiful before I talk to you. I have spoken to some very handsome, shallow people. Like you are just a nice face. After the face, there's nothing. And you, to be a man, to be a partner, it's more than the
okay,
face.
Okay, let's flip this.
Yes.
All right. So let's say you meet someone.
Yes.
He's interested. I mean, in the first place, let me ask you, push your answer honestly. Don't lie. Mm-hmm. So somebody approaches you. Let's say you go to the gym.
Yes.
Shout out to our gym, because on their page there are some really fine boys showing up. You know, anyways, that's just by the way.
Yes.
So let's say you are at the gym,
mm-hmm,
and a guy approaches you.
Mm-hmm.
He's not good looking. He's not.
Yes.
Will you treat him with the same openness that you will if, for example, one of the guys who is really good looking approached you? Honestly,
no. And I'll tell you that I'm also not.
Why did you swallow the no?
I didn't swallow
we
the
didn't
no.
Hear.
No.
Hear.
Uh-huh. Because, you see, but then.
So it means that the guy who is not good looking has to prove that he has more than.
Yes.
But that's not fair then.
See, life is not fair.
Okay.
The same way, if I was dressed like really nice and then we go somewhere and there's a girl wearing like a tank top, she's showing some breast, she's got. Men, I heard something this week and I say, like, it's like men reward promiscuity. So if I go somewhere and I'm looking all fly, and depending on where we are, like maybe it's a brunch and I'm wearing like a full fledged dress and there's a girl like crop top, body is faces. The men will go that direction. They'll probably talk to her like 5 minutes and realize that it's not given before they look my way. It's normal. We're not even going to like go. Even if I saw a guy at the gym and I wanted to talk to him, I would definitely talk to the cute guy before I talk to the
not so cute guy. Okay.
So on the face value, yes. But you said in picking a partner, someone I want to do life with, it's more than the face.
Okay, well, how about you?
Well, yeah, I think so too. Anymore, I think so too, because I think that you know, like I said, for me it's just different, and I think it has always been, you know, growing up it has always been. When I meet a person, and we are talking about guys or men here, I look out for some things like approach, and I've always been like that.
Okay.
And it has always been the thing that I would look out for. Mm-hmm. How you approach me,
mm-hmm,
and how you present yourself. So I am about, the approach must be right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Respect. Come with respect.
It comes with a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. The approach must be right. I've met some people who are all materialistic and they think that that is what does the job. Mm-hmm. That is all you need and you are through to the door. Mm-hmm. But like I always say, it doesn't even matter whether it's a boy or a man. Approach has nothing to do with age when it comes to men. Some people say that as you mature, you become better. You are like a fine wine. Mm. I think that I've met some boys who have demonstrated the traits of grown-ups, like a man. Mm-hmm. They are very matured. They certainly know how to handle issues. Mm. They know how to get you to understand things. I've met...
Thank you.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Just to put it... I'm sorry for putting it this bluntly.
It's fine. It's okay.
But you meet... So I always say that, one, sometimes it is the training. It could be street. It could be home. And you will be like the finest if you have a blend of both.
Okay.
Because then it depends on where you find yourself. That is what comes to play. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that approach for me is very important. So the looks that you are talking about, looks don't actually get my head turn. I don't turn heads because of looks.
Okay.
And by the way, I think that, I mean, I have lots of people in my circle, people I meet outside, and I want to believe that maybe my professional life sort of like has changed my perspective when it comes to the way I see things on the outside. Mm-hmm. So for me, whether you can be the finest with the finest body, mm-hmm. It's how I feel, because for me, it's more than just how you look on the outside. And like she rightly put it, you can meet someone who is all dope on the outside, you know, looks 100%, you can give it to them. Trust me, when they open their mouths, you're like, what? It just doesn't compliment. Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't compliment it. Their looks and the way they see things, the way they understand things and all of that. So for me, I think being cute has to do with a lot of things more than the outlook of a person.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it anymore.
I get it. But obviously, if he has everything and he looks good,
it's a plus. It's like icing on the cake.
Bonus.
And another thing I would also like to say is that, you see, sometimes men who look handsome feel they don't have to do too much. He thinks
they can just exist.
Exactly. And 2024 and beyond, brother, you're going to have to do more. Because, see, you can think that a guy is not that cute. Like, let the guy shower. Let him change the shape of his. These days, men are putting, they are doing hair.
Hair plants and all of that.
Yes.
Implants, you understand? And
let him do that. Let him shower. Use some, do his facial. You know, get money, put some polo or some suit on him. I'm telling you, that guy, the way women are buying beauty these days, I'm telling you. Like, you have to do better. So the men who are handsome think they don't have to do a lot, but 2024 and beyond, you have to.
Every
bring
time
more
you
than
come
a face.
On the show, I learn new phrases. So the phrase of the day today, mm-hmm. is 2024 and beyond.
You have to do better than
so let's
things.
Talk about charisma. Mm. Right, because looks, charisma, sometimes you know, you meet a guy, he has a lot of riz. Mm-hmm. And you look at his face closely and you realize, okay, it's not. I mean, how much of a role does charisma and play. Charm play in the, you know, external whatever
You know, there's, I've heard this saying that you would, a person's charisma will attract you to them, but you will live with their character.
Mm.
So someone may not be handsome, but they know how, like she said, how to talk to women. Like, you would go out, a guy who's not so cute might walk up to you. A guy who is cute will summon you. Do you understand? So charisma is...
It's the entitlement for me. Yeah,
It's the entitlement.
Yeah.
For me, like, they will summon you, or they think they're driving a nice car, then they'll pull up on you like, screw. Are you serious? You understand? So back to the... we have something in this account. And you look at the guy from head to toe and go like, who the hell do you think you're talking? Have you seen me? I'm equally fine. So you need to do more than have charisma. You know, need to have respect to talk to women. You don't summon people in 2024. If you see a nice girl, you, how you talk, that's why you will have fine face. And some guy who does not have that fine, but how he consistency in their energy towards the women. And I love that these days, realize that the young boys, the youngins, right?
They're called youngins.
Yeah, the youngins. Like the young boys, like the 25, they have so much respect and how they treat women than their brothers. Their older brothers in their 30s and their 40s. Like she said, I can't say they said
in Pedro, yes, Pedro, yeah.
They don't have sense.
They just don't have sense.
Wow. Like, wow.
So now you see that more younger guys are dating older women. How do you think they are bagging them?
Okay.
Respect.
Harriet, let's talk about the younger guys thing for a second.
Someone says, I tell them the truth. You are not 43, Bia.
Because you know, oh my God. I am struggling.
Anyway, let's go.
So the younger guy, Aram, just because Aram brought it up, you know, you talk about the younger guys having more respect and maybe not being as entitled.
Yeah.
What do you think? Have you had any run-ins with you know, what's your experience of that?
Yes. I mean, yeah, from here and there. So
she just confused us.
Yeah, yeah, from here and there, you know.
It from
here,
and, from
here and there. Yeah. Okay, so this is it, anymore. For me, and I'm going to be speaking out of experience, I think that so I think you have treated this topic independently or separately before on your show. Mm. I remember very well you talked about dating an older person and then a younger person, something. Yeah, and I think I had the opportunity to sit on your show to be part of the conversation. Well, this is just, you know,
it's just
something that we are just going to touch on briefly. But I think that, again, it has nothing to do with
age.
Okay. Anymore. It has nothing to do with age. See, I have met some older guys whose approach turned me off.
Yep.
It was a non-starter for me. Whose approach? It was just a total turn off. And then again, the word, that entitlement, feeling entitled, thinking that, you know what, this is all I need to access the store. Mm-hmm. So once I have it, and it's showing, these are things that you can easily tell.
These are
things that you can easily tell. You can tell, of course, cars, house, and all of that. But you see, some of us, these things don't really matter. And I say it has to do, it's a thing with women who go extra to fend for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because then you have to, like she rightly stated, you have to give me more
than I'm giving myself. Like, exactly. Are you come to disturb my peace?
What
like,
is
what
it?
Are we like, doing? Are you,
because yeah, first yeah, and foremost, yeah. I need peace. It has always been peace of mind for me to have gotten here.
Yeah.
Imagine the distractions and all of that that comes with it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do not have that total focus or absolute focus when it comes to what they want to, they aspire to do. Mm-hmm. And it's because of, it's as a result of some of these things. But I'm just saying that when you have somebody who reasons like a human being, most of us are just in human bodies, but we don't really reason like human beings. And sometimes you wonder. So it has nothing to do with the age, whether the person is older or younger. I've seen younger people who have also exhibited some very matured traits. Mm. And you wonder. I mean, I'm all about approach. The approach must be right. So it has nothing to do with the things that you think can just buy you access.
Yeah.
So not the car, not the house, nothing.
The face.
Not the face. And this, the looks. And right now, everybody is cute. Every guy is cute. Every guy you meet is cute. Every guy you meet is cute. It's like no more. I don't even know what they mean when they say ugly.
Exactly.
Because nobody's ugly anymore. You can buy
Everybody's making extra effort
to look good.
Yeah.
And the world is contributing to that.
Of course.
Because social media has its own definition when it comes to the beauty standard.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have filters these days.
Yeah,
let's Elon not get Musk into that. Said he's going to buy Snapchat. Did you guys see? He's going to buy Snapchat
and ruin it for us. But you know, the thing too about beauty lying in the eye of the beholder, and another way I want us to just like hone this going, like, if you're handsome or ugly, to who? Because you know, sometimes the person you can be okay with it, maybe your friends may have an issue, But this is my partner. I'm the one that's going to wake up and look at the man's face.
Yeah, so, it's
so you know, sometimes, and that's why that can also inform people's decision. Like, okay, because I've met some people and I was like, okay, this guy, when I think about my friends, the kind of friends that I have, you understand? But so far as I'm comfortable with how he looks, I can't really be bothered. If I have all the things that I need and the face
in him, what's the point?
At 10, I am the one going to be in a relationship with him. So I can't really be bothered about what you think.
So, but the bottom line is that looks don't really matter for me, and I guess for her also. But then again, you move past. Yes, looks will get you 10 heads. Looks, yes, looks do get people 10, you know, like turning their heads and, oh, wow, let me just look at that again. That looks. Sometimes you approach a person, they are all cute, like I said, you know. So it's not just looks. It's sense of humor, is how you are able to relate with each other. It's other factors, key factors also come to play when it comes to dating somebody or when it comes to choosing a partner. So it has nothing to do with looks. You say, oh, he's ugly. Then again, it goes back to what she just said.
Beauty
actually lies in the eyes of the beholder.
Beauty and the Beast. She loved the Beast, but in the end, he turned into a prince. You know?
But you see, the Prince Charming is inside. The Beast is outside, but that's my Prince Charming. But you know, the funny thing is that sometimes women who actually date like very handsome guys can also be insecure because everybody likes your man. That's why they'll be posting legs, post one hand, post the entire human being so that we can enter his DM and collect him from you. You'll be post because he's fine. You can't post him. But if you were dating some Arascalas guy, you will post him.
You were dating some who?
Arascalas.
It goes beyond that. I just think that it goes beyond
that's why
that.
They
and
only
I
post,
just think that it goes beyond yeah, that. You know? And even the men, when they are choosing partners, trust me, the things that you think makes you beautiful might not even be what actually attracts a guy to you. Like, you think that it's all about this, but it's probably might be something else and not just your physical looks. But I do agree that there must be some level of physical attraction.
Oh, yes. We need to get into that. Because, you see, that's why I said...
So
according
you will
to
not
who?
Let Harriet finish.
No, Harriet just finished. She has landed.
She has not.
Have you not landed? You see?
She has not. She's coming to talk about
it. This is a relay. You see how this conversation is so dear to our hearts? Okay. You need to do
please,
more than.
Harriet, do you want to make your point?
Right. Let me just establish my point. Mm-hmm. So, some level of physical attraction is very necessary when it comes to dating or choosing a partner. Mm-hmm. I understand there are some people who are asexual. You know, I read about it and I understand that some people are asexual. I learned about it a few days ago.
What is asexual?
Asexual. They are not sexually attracted to a person, but romantically attracted to them.
All those things are
so
confusing.
I'm like, what's the difference between being sexually attracted to a person and being romantically attracted to the person? It's so vague. I still cannot really, you know,
make sense of it.
You know, but then again, you would want to consider other things. So that's why I said it's not, it goes beyond it. I was trying to read on this topic, you know, and I came up, I found some very interesting things. Okay, like, so this one says, when it comes to looks and attractiveness, their definitions are often confusing and vague and can depend on the era, the culture, and also individuals.
Yeah.
So I think like that's spot on.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true because
era, culture, and the individual.
Yeah. That's true.
Is itching to it.
No, I mean, just this is giving, you know, back in the days when they are skipping and then it's your turn, she's out, so you enter.
you enter.
You know, like the era, that's what we're talking about, the standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. And then you are beautiful or handsome to who? According to who? By who?
Mm-hmm. But when we talk about standard of beauty, sometimes I feel like that's more with women. Culture,
the pressure is on women.
Changing times.
Yes.
Because if you watch over the past few years, what beauty is...
And what
was
it
like
is
before the Kardashians and after the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
So beauty, actually, but I don't know if it has affected men as much.
But then why are they doing the hair patching stuff?
I don't know.
Because back then... I like a baldy. Now you can know if the guy's
you can spot nobody
baldy or
yeah,
not.
Because I saw it. Because the men are wearing.
Yes. Yeah. So now when you meet a guy, you have to check. You know.
Wow.
To make sure.
But does it matter?
why, you see, why are you doing that? Because the insecurity is getting to them as well.
Sometimes you have your hair cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have a perm.
Yes.
Sometimes you have a braided.
So
why can't he have sometimes bald, sometimes wig?
Whatever he feels like.
So just let me know that you are bald.
He'll tell you at some point.
It's as if you know, you're wearing, let's say, a body shaper, and you meet a guy, and the first is, oh, hi, I'm Aram, I'm wearing a body shaper. And then obviously, like at some point,
if I meet you and you have a fade hair, right, and then later you take it off, I see that.
Look, that's how men also feel about the fake hips.
When they hug us and all of that, right? And some people say it's a turn-off for them.
Yes, a lot of men say that's a turn-off for them.
Like, you take it off and I can see that you're a baldy, like, bruh.
Oh, this is bad.
Honestly. This is a scam.
What do you mean? Like, if you're bald, you're
so bald. Men can't do and have... Okay, so what about the men who don't have beards?
Why do you need a fake beard?
Or the hair has gone back. It's receded. So then they do the dye. And then they shape the dye. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I
do. You have a problem with that too?
Bro.
That's not fair.
Come as you are.
Do you go as you are?
Exactly.
I am as I am.
You have a lines.
With no bra.
You have lines on your face right now.
Oh, come on. How many times have I been on the lash?
That's being judgmental.
Okay, so take off the lash. You know, take off the lash.
Yeah, but then no foundation. If you're going to say, oh,
do you
come as
give,
you are.
Listen, do you want to give me a wipe so I can clip? I've been on this show multiple times without makeup.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to look nice.
I think men put in a bit of effort.
So that's the thing we're talking about, buying beauty. But I feel like for both men and women, if you've done something to you, any of your body parts, please just let us know.
And no, it's, I can't mention. Oh, hi.
No, with time.
Hi, how are
with
you?
Time.
Oh, do you know that these are not my real eyelashes, like introductory?
With time. We're talking about partnership and long-term relationships
here.
Yeah,
I said he would tell you that the hair on his head is not for
but
him.
I must really like you when you take off that thing. And I'll go like, bruh, who is this? It's like you meet a girl in the club, and then when you get home, she takes off a wig. Hey, cornrow is looking like. Then she takes off her makeup. Oh my God.
She takes off everything.
Oof. And you're like, which brother is this? Who is this? No, man. Full disclaimer.
Wow. Okay. Let me take some messages.
Yes,
I can't
please
even
do.
With you. Stanley says, truth is, men are attracted by what they see. A woman's looks or beauty is what attracts a man. Her character and persona comes later.
Mm.
That's Stanley. Growing up, there was a super cute, charming, beautiful girl in the hood that all the guys were lasting after. She was every man's dream. Today, 20 years on, all her beauty has gone.
To where?
It has just disappeared, just like that.
Wow.
Yay.
You cannot
vanished
believe
into
it.
Thin air.
I know, right? Josephine says, as long as I won't wake up in the middle of the night and run away, I don't care. His personality, values, ability to plan with me, his mindset are more important to me. Check out if the most handsome men in their 70s still look the same. All right, Kwame Kuma says, very much. So looks matter very much. Guys, don't be deceived. Go for the most beautiful ladies. Easier to tolerate a beautiful woman.
I'm not even going to worry you anyway.
It's easier to tolerate a rich man than...
Wow.
I mean, it's easier to tolerate...
Because they all come with their troubles.
Exactly.
So the money...
So a rich, not... beautiful man than a broke handsome boy.
Efo Della says, once she respects me, value me, care for me, give me peace of mind, and feed me, count me in.
Did
the rest of secondary. Feed me food. Celestina says, good looking partners have self confidence and you feel bold, like when you're walking together.
Or even if they are with their friend.
That's true. I think as much as we're saying, you know, looks are not, it's when you're walking with a fine boy,
it's nice. Nobody is discussing
that. Niceness, Narberry.
Well, I mean, I'm
and
just
so
saying.
That same fine boy is a cheat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are you coming?
But anyway, you are saying choosing a partner. This is how we understand
it. I have a lot of handsome friends.
Choosing a partner means that choosing a sustainable sustainable person to go this journey with.
So what if it's not sustainable that I look at you in the morning and your face is just like your everything?
Then why
are your face?
Your face.
What is there with that? What is wrong with the face?
I'm just saying that, you know, I feel like, you know, we're kind of like being very... We're being very nice, you know, and saying, oh, it doesn't matter, it's not a big deal. But really, I mean, after 5 years, 10 years, like, you've been with this real guy who, like, I don't like the way you look. You're amazing.
So why did you marry somebody because that you don't like the way
because,
they look?
You know, there were so many other good qualities.
But then again, the looks are relative.
Yo, Samuel says, women do consider looks, but not a husband. But men look for wives, not looks. Jacob says, some men even hide their wives when going to programs. So looks matter. I mean,
I'll tell you a story.
Okay, tell us a story before I go on Twitter.
So once upon a time, back in the days, I think it was like BlackBerry days, right? So I used to, when you used to exchange PIN, hey, we are old, we've come from far apart. And then I was chatting with this guy and I had to meet him in person. And back then, the mall just opened. And so I got to meet this guy. I was walking in front of him and he was behind me. I couldn't walk with him.
If you were walking in front of him, obviously he was
the guy was short. You understand? Like, people are talking about looks, there's no face. Like, the guy was short. And I was like, oh no, this ain't it. Wow. That was back then. Younger, like, this was not it. Like, bruh.
Would you date a short guy?
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no comments. Yeah. Yeah.
You next? Can't, you can't, wow. You can't answer. Would you date a short guy?
Height doesn't really matter. I think I look out for the confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been with someone I mean, they are not the same as my height. Yeah. Let me put it that way. And yet they actually exhibited a lot of confidence. Aww. So they made me feel like, hey, yeah. I'm here. We are here.
Some really cute short guys. So, yeah,
that's it.
Definitely.
Okay. So a friend of the show sends a message. She says, me, I go for looks power. Mm. He must be suave. Ooh. When I have an argument with my hubby and I see his handsome face, then I just cool down like that.
You know, finish. Are you done?
Yeah.
And you know, like someone, one of the guys said that even if the woman is annoying you, right? Mm-hmm. Once you just see that body, you're like, let me just calm down. So we're not necessarily like, we're saying that the looks is icing on the cake. And if the guy is handsome to you, you are comfortable, you can take me somewhere. Some people too, you can't take them anywhere. Like, just imagine the guy, you are not handsome, you don't know how to dress. You try, you know, use perfume and stuff. Like, come on. You need to work on some of these things. Okay. So if the guy is not handsome, you can manage him, and he has 80% of the things you want, you're going to use looks to disqualify him in 2024.
And beyond.
And beyond.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay. Come on.
Twitter, Lookman on X says, looks really matter, but it shouldn't be the only thing to look out for in a life partner. Looks are subjective.
True.
James Forson says, yes, it matters if one wants to give to beautiful he children. Wants to
transfer your genes.
Wow. A friend of mine once said that he doesn't want to get married and have children, go to work, and when he comes back from work and his wife and children open the door, he's like, nah, fam, can't do this. You gotta go. So, Aveva Paul says, the looks don't matter. What is within is more important than the looks. Digi4B says, it definitely does. You just have to be cautious not to make your selection based on looks.
I like that.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll open the phone lines. I think I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether looks matter when you're choosing a life partner. This is Strong and Sassy. Don't go anywhere.
The political atmosphere is getting charged up as the general election draws closer. But which political party has the best plans for the entertainment industry? The answer to this and more will be provided at the fifth edition of the Joy FM's Showbiz Roundtable. This year, we are offering a platform for political parties to present your policy ideas on Ghana's tourism, arts and culture. Dubbed the Manifesto Debate on Creative Economy, the program will air live on Joy FM and Joy Prime TV on September 14, 2024 from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Speaking for the NDC will be the NDC's parliamentary candidate for Okaikwe Central Constituency, Sadiq Abdullahi Abu, and member of the NDC's Manifesto Committee, Rex Owusu-Mafo. from the camp of the NPP will be the Deputy Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Mark Okwekumante, and the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Tourism Authority, GTA, Akwesi Ajuman. This thought leadership event is hosted by Kwame Dadzi, produced by Philip Nye, and powered by Showbiz A to Z, your most authoritative entertainment talk show in Ghana.
Once a beacon of press freedom in Africa, Ghana has seen a troubling decline in media freedom, falling from 30th position in 2021 to 62nd in 2023 on the World Press Freedom Index. Threats and attacks on journalists are on the rise. Disinformation and misinformation are spreading rapidly, especially with the 2024 general elections approaching. Joy News, in collaboration with the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, and the Embassy of Denmark, together with other key stakeholders, invites you to a national media freedom dialogue under the theme Defending Media Freedom. Join us on the 29th of August, 2024, at the Nat Hall in Accra at 4 p.m. as we discuss these critical issues. Hear from key stakeholders, including Honorable Fatima Abubakar, Minister of Information, as we mobilize collective action to restore and safeguard media freedom in Ghana. It is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Joy News, myjoyonline.com, and streaming on YouTube and Facebook. Defending media freedom. Be part of the change. Be part of the solution.
Dearly beloved, one standby for the following bombshell. The Omanhin of Ogwa traditional area, Osa Berema Dr. Kwesata II, Ogwa Omanhinma Nana Ikua Abochi VI, and the Ogwa Traditional Council was a delight and pride to invite Amanfunyi Nara to the 60th Ogwa Fetu Afashe Festival. Nyaminchazi, the landmark celebration ako coincided with the 25th anniversary of Osaberemanu coronation. Inti wakaya double celebration. Nanchawara yawe de Fetu Afashezi, oya not just the biggest festival in Ghana, Osansu was the second biggest carnival in the world. Onunsina the whole world redescend upon Cape Coast for an action-packed, exciting, Enije-centric 8-day celebration. From the first kept him the 8th of September 2024. Madofu Maminges to highlights. Theme near celebrating the city of first, our people, our future. Special guest of honor ye Otunfo Osei Tutu II. Invited guests Nsudze Bibri. Vice President Dr. Mahmoudou Baoumia, former President John Dramani Mahama, Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin, just to mention a Kura Nibiru. Now, events in the main start to him for Homecoming Carnival, Akom Night, Bakatay Regatta, Food Fair, Youth Colloquium, Orange Friday, Ghana Music Festival, and Sana Traditional Deba Nankasa. Yabosya him for him. Now, you are celebrating and 7 spectacular Asafo companies through the streets of Gwei. Information in Araya available online. In Sikanaka Shushe, Ogwa Fetu Afashe or social media. Now follow in for info and updates. Aye. Munya, them menu of merrymaking, them buffet of bashment, them cornucopia of cultural conviviality is it. May Allah Uma on happen without you at it. May Yenshia wa Cape Coast, the city of first, for the 60th Ogwa Fetu Afashe. Aye. Now this year, the hashtag Afashe Go B.
Welcome back. Still strong as I see. Our phone lines are open 0302216541. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about looks and the role that it plays in choosing a life partner. Yeah. So I think the question really is, you know, do looks matter to you? if you're calling in 0302216541. This is Strong and Sassy. My name is Enima Inimado. I have Aram and Harriet. And if you miss the show, just go on Facebook and start, because you want to start. It's not a situation that you want to join in the middle. So Aram was confessing off air.
What? I deny this before they say
you were confessing off air that you actually like fine boys.
Oh, okay. Let me say this. Let's not. I like fine boys. But you see, you cannot just be fine. That's my issue. Like, you see how people say that, oh, like, because a woman feels like she's just beautiful, like, then they think they can get away with everything. But I like a fine boy. Like, if you see me and a fine brother walking together, it's giving power couple. You understand? When we walk into the room, I don't really want to do like a whole beauty and the beast situation. Like you said, he eventually turned into a Prince Charming. But like, if you walk into a room and we look good, it's not bad. But you need to be more than a face card. That's all I'm saying. Because I mean, definitely my husband, handsome guy, my children, top tier, you understand? But you need to be more than a face card. That's what I'm saying. Like, who doesn't like a handsome man? Like, you walk into the room and people be like, oh wow, your husband, no, he's not, you leave your husband on the side and be talking to all other people because guy, you know, he's lacking.
Do people do that?
Yes. There are people who can't go anywhere with their husbands. The same way some people can't go anywhere with their wives. Because if you see, you know, some people you see, they say, hey, is that madam? You understand? Because she really looks like a badass.
Anyway, when we talk about looks, are we looking at the physical attributes of a person or, you know, how they present themselves entirely?
So the question that you've asked me, which is the difference
because
between...
There's a whole lot of difference.
Looks is how we see
you.
People
may not have the physical attributes, yet they present themselves very well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talked about charisma, like
you,
didn't we?
Charisma,
you know, so... But we wanted to clarify Aram's...
Yeah,
so who has stopped saying certain things now because she says. Anyway, Nicholas is on the phone line. Hi, Nicholas.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I like the discussion very much.
Okay, that's great. So,
however, one of your guests said they don't want to wake up. I can't remember the actual word, but to meet. Wake up to see what they didn't see when they were going to sleep. However, my question is, women are now doing everything to look the way they feel they want to look. I, for one, I want to do it. However, there are men who do everything to look good in front of other women. So if you're the woman, you don't want the men to do it, why should women do same by polishing? When they bath, they look different, or when they wake up, they look not the person who went to sleep. So if you want fine boy, be the way you are, and the men will also be the way they are. That is what I would like to say. Let us all be natural and you will all go ahead. That's what I would like to say.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nicholas. Let us all be natural. And we will go a long way. All right. Quote of the day. Nana is on the lines as well. Hi, Nana. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think?
Oh, looks becomes a last thing if... let me talk about myself. Looks become the last thing that matters if I want to settle with someone. It's actually what you are made of, the kind of soul that you are. That is what will make me decide whether I want to go on that journey with you or not. At that point, when I get to that point, look, however you look like, it's useless to me at that moment. If you're a beautiful soul, the looks become icing on the cake, something. But if you're in a beautiful soul, I'm sorry. Take your looks away. Stuff and tell us that.
Yeah. Right, well, thank you, Nana.
Take
your looks away. I mean, that's very liberating for some of us. It means that we don't have to make an effort. We can just be beautiful on the inside.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, see how far that will get you. Isaac is on the phone lines. Hello, Isaac. We've lost Isaac. No, but seriously though, you know, it's really nice when people say, sometimes when people say that is nice, you know, just be beautiful on the inside and all of that. But the thing, no, it's not even that. But the thing is that, like, we're women, right? We know what is, we know the days when we look really good, right, and on the days when we're just all natural. And Chale, when you're wearing the shorts and the tokota, you're walking with no makeup and things, like, nobody's like looking at your face.
I told you.
At your soul. My soul is still beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
I told you that if the two of us show up.
But
yeah.
Michael, hi.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Michael, good evening. So, what do you think?
Yeah, so, I think the look is the last thing to consider, as the previous speaker, I mean, caller has said. During the discussion, your guest said that when you love the person, then they become beautiful to you or handsome to you. So I have a personal experience with my wife. Before I started dating her, I actually didn't, the spec I was looking for, I didn't see that at the beginning, okay? But after I started with her, the peace of mind that I got from her has made me see her beauty every single day. Like, the beauty keeps increasing. Like, I see her more beautiful on daily basis, looking at what she exhibits to me. So not the physical. So you would not see that beauty, but I see it. You understand? So it goes with the beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder.
So Michael, so what you're saying is that your wife may not necessarily fit into the standards, today's standard of beauty.
Before I entered into it.
Michael.
Hello?
Michael, I was asking you that.
Yes.
So you are saying that your wife may not necessarily fit into today's definition or standard of beauty, but as the years have gone by, that what is inside her
has brought that beauty that I was looking for.
Oh, wow.
So
I like, she's not very beautiful to me, but maybe someone was here, I would not have to go, or maybe at first sight think that she is that beautiful.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
That's really nice.
Exactly. So it should be part of it, because it's not just about the beauty, but the person should be just presentable. Somebody you can be confident going around with.
Okay. Yeah.
That is enough.
All right. Got it, Michael. Thank you so much. Enoch. Hello, Enoch. Hi. Hello? Enoch. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Enoch. So what do you think?
Beauty and brains. Beauty any day first. Because at the end of the day, what will attract me to a woman first and foremost will be her beauty. Then after the beauty, yes, I would love my woman to have some brain, like lots of brain. When I walk into a room or a program with my woman, she should stand out, like one of the panelists said, like a power couple sort of a thing. So for me, beauty first, then the brain aspect is second. I can't do one without the other. That's for me. But what comes first for me? My woman must be beautiful. That's all.
All right. I mean, thank you. Thank you for that. Chale, is your truth. I respect that. I was talking to a guy a few weeks ago or so, and he made a comment that it threw me off a little bit. I don't know why it threw me off, you know, but he was talking about the fact that, you know, he's looking, you know, to get married and all of that. And one of the major things was that the woman has to have a flat stomach.
Ooh. Oops. That is interesting.
And I actually found out. So, I mean, I went on a journey of asking guys, you know, like, okay, you know, you guys talk about looks, you know. And there's actually a whole...
Does the flat stomach come with the matching flat stomach?
There's a flat stomach squad out there. So it's not so much even about your face. Like, they want the flat stomach.
Do you have a matching flat stomach, or it's a big stomach looking for a flat stomach?
It doesn't matter whether they're... No, you can't... I mean, I'm just saying.
Like, what about him?
Exactly.
Does he have a flat stomach?
Oh, you see, why are you people being like that?
Putting in effort, making an effort to look good. So if you are measuring me on this level, what about if I also start?
So what if he is? What if he's stunning and
asking for things you cannot give?
Hit the gym with her.
Do you have a flat stomach?
Hit the gym with her.
Do you have a flat stomach?
Okay.
I'm interested in talking to that. I want to see that. Six packs ironed. We can iron on that, if not.
And then what?
Then you can ask for that. Then I'm not in your league because I have something else, but not a flat stomach. I'm just saying.
Okay. Closing thoughts. We have like 2 minutes. Let's Harriet go first this time. Behave yourself.
Don't forget I have your invitation card.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So actually, nice one there. I saw what you did. So there's a program, the Diplomatic Honors.
Yes.
Tell us a little. So you can use the 2 minutes to tell us about that.
Oh, thank you so much. You are so kind. You know what, anymore? We've been here broadcasting diplomatic affairs for the past 7 years, which started from the newsrooms of Metro Television, migrated to Pan-African Television currently. And we've been running the space by projecting events around diplomacy, international relations, engages between countries at the bilateral and multilateral levels.
Hey, the
and
English has
yeah. Not to confuse you, though. Not to confuse you. Countries dealing with each other, and also the UN, like, you know, Ghana Rwanda relations, Ghana Kenya relations, and all of that. Having done this for the past 7 years, we thought it was necessary for us to introduce a platform that would recognize and honor distinguished or outstanding diplomats or foreign service officers. Okay. So because there are so many awards, but when it comes to this direction, people don't really know what is happening, and they don't appreciate because they have no information. Mm-hmm. So we decided to bring information